Now that we're in the second half of the legislative session, a lot more bills getting heard on the Senate floor, in addition to more House bills now getting committee hearings. Several measures received their final approval from the upper chamber this week.
They did. We had several bills that I think are moving Missouri in the right direction. We worked late last night till about 11:30 on perfecting bills, but then usually on Thursdays we do what is called third reading, which means that's the final consideration and final passage of a bill before it goes to the Missouri House for their review. We had talked in the past a little bit about the threat that our federal government has been making against our Second Amendment rights, and we perfected and then passed this week Senate Joint Resolution 14 from Senator Schaefer, which just secures even more clearly and even in better definition our obligation as elected officials to protect that Second Amendment right from any assault from any group or any other jurisdiction. I think it was good language. It was constitutionally sound language, and I'm pleased that we're sending that to the Missouri House, where I think it will be very well received. Since it goes to a vote of the people, Dean, one of the good things about it is it does not have to go across the governor's desk. With the governor that we have now, there is always some concern on some of these issues of whether he would be supportive, and so this will not require his signature. It will go to a vote of the people and will be an amendment to our Constitution. We also addressed another threat to the liberties of Missourians, and that is the Federal Agenda 21. A lot of your listeners already know what that is. It is a United Nations assault on the sovereignty of nations. It goes all the way to the fundamental right of property rights. I'm not going to try to go through all of the fingers of that Agenda 21, but it's very easily discovered on the internet. If you just Google that, you'll find amazing amount of information, a lot of which will be true, because it is a factual agenda. It's an agenda to virtually eliminate national sovereignty in so many areas, and it's a threat that we can push back against at the state level. Senator Nieves and Senator Cunningham combined to come up with some language that puts that in statute so that it's clear that we as a state will not conform to unconstitutional mandates from the federal government. We also worked on we're on constitutional issues and individual rights, we worked on our initiative petition process. Again, a lot who hear this will know about that process. Some may have been involved in it, where the citizens of Missouri can either put statutes into the statute books or can put constitutional amendments on the ballot by initiative petition. A certain number of signatures from a certain number of counties, and all of that comes together, and then the Secretary of State handles that. We worked on some, I think, significant revisions in that process. We did not make it any harder for citizens to get things either on the ballot or in the statute books, but we did secure, with some transparency, I think we secured the process a little bit better. The bill, which is Senate Bill number 2 by Senator Roop, required a certain amount of information be provided to those who were being asked for signatures to ensure that they knew who was behind the request, if there were some big money interests or out-of-state interests or anything else, whether it was paid volunteers gathering signatures or true volunteers gathering signatures, just to give them a sense of what was going on and whether they would want to have questions answered. There's also some language in there about those who deliberately violate the process, either by knowingly signing petitions more than once or by putting signatures on that aren't their signatures, using aliases, other things. So that puts some teeth into that process. It helps to protect Missourians from the initiative petition process being mismanaged or misused. So I think that's going to be a good bill. I had some problems with some of the penalty provisions in the Senate bill, but there's a House bill that does not have those same provisions, and I did get assurances on the floor from Senator Roop that he would be happy to change those provisions if it came back that way from the House. Finally, Senate Bill 126, Senator Sater, who is a pharmacist, offered that bill, and it's fundamentally a conscience protection for pharmacists or pharmacies. It essentially establishes that the state will not demand that any pharmacy stock any specific drug. Some of the things today that you can buy across the counter that are not illegal, they would have been a couple of generations ago, but they're not illegal now, that allow people to perform abortions chemically. This just says that any pharmacist or pharmacy that chooses not to stock those kind of abortifacient drugs does not have to do that, that the state will not force them to do that. So it amounts to a conscience protection, but it's written more from a business perspective.
We saw in the first half of the session, I believe the majority, if not all of the especially economic bills and priorities of the majority party make it through, and not in most cases, not just the Senate, but through the House, and now are on the governor's desk. And it seems to be the case most sessions, we're seeing those bills that may not be a priority to every member of the Senate, but obviously with the fact that all of these, just these four bills you've mentioned now, have passed the Senate, seem to be a strong priority for a majority of the people in the Senate.
Yes, and I think these are. Now you will find on certain pieces of this legislation, they'll be supported by both parties, in many cases, unanimous vote out of the Senate. There are some, like Agenda 21, like SJR 14, like the Conscience Protection for Pharmacists. There are some of these bills that you also see a party line vote on. So they're not necessarily supported by all of the Senate. But otherwise, you're right. We're seeing that we're moving things that are important to us, that we think are important to our constituents.